We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's do it. Marks and Reese coming up at 5:45 is our text line. All you do, you text the following number, 888-729-9494. It's also our regular phone number to call, but you can also text that number, as many, many people do. If it's a good text and you leave your name and where you're from, you'll make the air at 5:45, something like this.
Text Tease.
All that crap isn't as bad as DeCamera watching West Wing 27 times over and over while being in a bathtub doing puzzles and reading books about Lincoln while pondering his presidential run. Now that's disturbing. Tim in South Jersey.
Text Tease.
So, 10th season of Oz or DeCamera in the bathtub? I'll take DeCamera in the bathtub. It's creepier. Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, God. Okay.
I like it. I like it. One other thing, and then we're going to get into it, and we have Wade in Chester that's ready for Ike. At least he says he is. Every Tuesday, we do Inside the Play with Ike Reese. We videotaped this week. We put it up on our Instagram page, Marks Reese WIP. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw the reaction to it. People love it. So if you haven't seen it, find our Instagram page, Marks Reese WIP. You can actually see the whole thing. It's a good 4 minutes or whatever. On Twitter, we put a smaller video, shorter video, because that's all it can fit. Mm-hmm. But on Instagram, follow us, and then you can watch the Instagram live video or the Instagram video up there. It's excellent. So Marks Reese WIP on Instagram. Follow appropriately. All right, let's do it. 888-729-9494. Wade in Chester leads us off. Wader, how are you?
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Wade.
What's up, Wade?
How are we today?
Well, doing better than yesterday.
Yeah, I guess you are.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you are.
Yeah.
But listen,
yes.
let me drop something on y'all real quick.
Mm-hmm.
When the Eagles lost Carson Wentz, Jason Peters, and Darren Sproles, was that a bigger loss than losing Alshon Jeffries, Goddard, and DeSean Jackson?
Huh?
What was a bigger loss?
Did they lose all three of them in the same game?
Pretty much, yeah. But I'm just
saying. Whoa.
Question.
How's it the same thing? One was lost in week three. The other one was lost in like week six or seven, and the other one, the most important guy, was lost in week 13.
Okay. So now, let's go here. He had everybody in week one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did they look like a Super Bowl team then?
No.
Did they play well then? Did they look like a Super Bowl team then?
No.
Well, they more or less,
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because I know you're going somewhere with this, but I just want to ask you, who looked like a Super Bowl team in week one, and why do you say that? Because I want to know who else looked like a Super Bowl team in week one.
Kansas City.
Okay. Baltimore put up 59 points. They didn't look like a Super Bowl team?
Yes, them too.
Okay, well, do you think they're going to the Super Bowl?
It's possible.
Okay.
It's possible.
Okay.
The New England Patriots, they look like a Super Bowl team. But I'm not going to go on to that, because I know our aspiration of looking like a Super Bowl team is different than the reality of the world, okay?
Okay.
But all I want to say is this here. We keep trying to build this guy up to be this great, great guy. I want him to be great as well. But we fail to realize that we don't have a quarterback, a veteran quarterback, that was already a finished product coming off of an injury, only needs to get back. No, Carson Wentz was in a developmental stage when he got hurt. So that means that when he comes back, you got to take him back to that development. We keep trying to put this guy as this great quarter. He's still learning this game.
Let me ask you this. Who's talking about how great Carson Wentz was?
everybody picked him to win the MVP this year. Didn't that correct?
Hey, guess what, Wade? You know what we do in sports before the season's end? Hold on, dude.
We also do the other thing, right?
Also do
the rebuttal.
What we do is when you actually get game action, then you can analyze what you're seeing. But in the preseason, everybody is optimistic. Why wouldn't Eagle fans hope for the best with their team and with their star quarterback? Why wouldn't they?
All right, let me ask you this question. I'm gonna show you why wouldn't you.
Okay.
Is Carson Wentz, do you think he's going to win the MVP now?
I don't care about that.
Yes or no, but, hey, everybody, you cared about it before in week one.
No, I didn't.
Everybody said he's going to win the MVP, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, come on. You said when the Wentz wagon, you got the debacle broke, and bucked and everything.
And what happened?
And where did he get?
They're 1-1. Hold on. They're 1-1.
We didn't get a George W. We got an Abe Lincoln. The L.
I still don't get what you're... Wait, I don't get it. You jump around so much because you want to prove a point that you can't prove yet. Because you know why you can't prove it yet? Because the guy still has a career. The guy has a career to play out. You can't prove isn't good. You can't.
Did I say that?
Okay, what are you yelling about then?
I'm saying because everybody is putting this guy as a top three quarterback today. He's so far from a top three quarterback.
Who said he was a top three quarterback? Who said that? When did I say that? In 2017?
You've been saying it.
Well, that's the only time he was a top three quarterback.
No, he wasn't a top three quarterback then.
Okay, Wade. All right,
there he is. Wade from Chester, everybody.
You just want to yell, dude. You're trying to prove a point that you can't prove yet. You can't. When did somebody say Wentz was a top three quarterback recently?
Maybe top five.
See, you know what Wade wants to do? You want to argue 2018. Mm-hmm. Look at the two games they've played.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. See, the great thing about the season is that we don't have to keep harping on stuff in the past. We can actually talk about what's happening now.
And there's 14 more to go.
Yes.
And hopefully Carson's in each of those 14 games, which is what we started the show off talking about, Ike, which is I'm concerned about him being in those 14 games.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And let's start first and foremost with the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
If the offensive line blocks better, we're not talking about this from Sunday because the offensive line was terrible, right? The offensive line was terrible. Carson Wentz did what he needed to do to keep his team in the game and give the team a shot. And you know what, by the way, if they would have held on a 4th-and-3, they would have won the game. They'd be 2-0 right now. So this is less about...
Or if the tight end runs the route the right way.
They win that game there, too.
You pick up a first down.
No, you're right. They were so close to winning that game, and that was all Carson Wentz. It was all Carson Wentz. They were in that game because of Carson Wentz. If Carson didn't do what he did on Sunday night, they'd lose by double digits easy in that game, right? But while watching the game on Sunday night, a couple of times I'm sitting there thinking, like, man, he's never going to survive the season. And I'm not saying that in a negative, oh, he's injury prone, blah, 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 blah. As an Eagle fan, I'm watching the game. I'm saying, like, oh, my God, man, he's just taking a beating. And when we came in and we started the show today, I feel like that for Carson to play to be healthy and to play 16 games in most years, you're not going to be able to protect quarterbacks from contact. It's going to happen. But if you're going to have a chance with Carson Wentz, He needs to tweak something. He needs to change something. He can't come out and continue to do what he's doing.
But he's going to.
Yeah, but it's a mistake.
Well, you shouldn't have drafted him. Or you shouldn't have re-signed him.
Why? Because
this is the way he plays.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to play like this.
Yes, he does.
He can pick and choose his spots better.
John, yes, he does need to play this way. Yes, he does.
No,
You're telling me he didn't need to play the way he played Sunday night?
Against Atlanta, to be in that game, he did. Absolutely. But you can't keep doing that game after game.
So, Dan, the point that I made earlier, and you keep saying you're not blaming Carson Wentz, but you are, because you're not coming up with anything else. You're not saying Doug should run the ball more. They need to put this in the game plan. They need to do that. It's not only up to the player.
Agreed.
The coach is calling 51 passing plays.
Agreed.
It's not up to the quarterback to go out there and do everything.
Doug is also involved in this, as he should be.
Hold on. Why don't we talk about it is what I'm saying.
Okay. It's a good point.
That's the point that I'm making. Why doesn't it get discussed? All I keep hearing is Carson needs to change. Well, Carson's not going to change. Okay, he's not.
But he should. What you're saying is not wrong. what you're saying is right with Doug, right?
Yeah, but he should.
But here's what I'm saying, right? On first down, throw the ball away. Right? On first down, you see the pressure coming, throw the ball away. On first down, second down, in the first half, when you're rolling out to the left and nobody's open, and someone's going to end up getting you on the backside because you're looking downfield trying to make a play. It's not selfishness. It's what you're doing.
Right.
Pick and choose your spots better.
Right.
All right? Third down. All right. Second half, fourth quarter. Okay. That's maybe where you take some more risk, but you can't continue to play like this because you're never going to last. Like, he's never going to last. Never going to last this season.
What you're doing is preaching to the choir. You're beating a dead horse that isn't going to happen. He's not going to change his style of play. He didn't run in these first two games. He extended plays because the pockets collapsed on him, and he allowed guys to get open. And you know what happened on those plays? I'd take a look at those plays where the pocket collapsed on him, and he had to maneuver to keep the play going, and he may have taken a hit at the end, and see how the end of the results of those plays were. Did he pick up a first down on the play? Did they score a touchdown? Did he extend the play? Was it an incomplete pass? Was it an interception? Mm-hmm. Give me the result of the play when he does that. And if it's something that bad happens, then okay. But if more good happens than bad, what makes you think he's going to stop doing that? He's not.
Well,
unless more bad happens, then maybe he doesn't do it. But when more good happens...
You know what the bad that's going to happen,
though? He's going to continue to do it.
By week eight, he's going to... You already know what's going to happen. You already know the punishment he's taking. You already know what happened last year.
Yep.
Yeah, we already know that.
Yeah.
So you're just resigned to the fact that it's going to happen and just go out there and leave it all on the field and then hopefully you're okay.
And then you all can get Josh McCown to play because we all want him to stay in and play, don't we?
888, I do not. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
Guy's not going to change his game.
All right.
Because there's nothing wrong with his game when it comes to that. When it comes to that, he can't control the hitting and this and that and the other.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. He does play a part in how much punishment he can take, though.
Mm-hmm. But how much does he play in it? And if it's only 10%, we're yelling about it.
Enough.
And if the offensive line is more of the reasoning, how about get better offensive linemen? How about offensive linemen do your job?
Definitely. Absolutely.
We don't talk about that stuff, though.
Everybody knows the offensive line needs to block better for him.
Really?
The offensive line was terrible on Sunday night.
It sounds like I hear everybody saying the guy's holding on to the ball too long.
So you think there's one person out there that thinks the offensive line played well on Sunday night?
I don't know. I know what I'm hearing as a majority. So if it's the minority that's the vocalist, that is the loudest, that's what we're hearing. And what we're hearing, starting with you, is I started with the midday show, playing recklessly. That was Joe DeCamera. That the guy's playing recklessly, he's going to get injured. Now, you picked up on that, and other people are picking up on it. I don't hear people talking about the offensive line. You know who talked about the offensive line?
Who?
The football guys.
Me?
The football guys. The Ray Diddy's, the John Ritchie's, the Brian Baldinger's. Mm-hmm. They bring it up.
Right.
They can bring up Carson can do things better, but at the same time, this is what was happening Sunday night.
Offensive line needs to do a better job. Baldy also said that Carson.
I said it could be both.
Okay,
it's not one thing. That's why I'm trying to introduce the other the facets of it.
Let's go to the phones. Hawk, Northeast Philadelphia. Hawk, how are you? What's up, buddy?
Oh man, I've been chomping at the bit to get in this conversation.
You're in, man.
Hey, I'm coming off the top turnbuckle, man. We're doing a little Harlem Heat. You can whip him to the Bigfoot.
Tag him, partner. Yes, tag him, baby.
Hey, listen, the reason that people aren't talking about the offensive line, John, is because it's not all on Carson Wentz, okay? Doug Peterson, your boy Wade that, you know, came in, this team doesn't play like a Super Bowl team. It plays like a team that won the Super Bowl, okay? This team, I don't know if Jeffrey Lurie needs to go back to Brown bagging it. They play like they eat filet mignon on their way to and from games, okay? So Doug Peterson, they're going to have to learn. They look like when they played in that game against Atlanta, like they were in a Mexican-style fight where Atlanta just kept bringing the pressure. When you get that pressure, what Carson was doing, when you see where Carson, he took the hit in the ribs, then he overplayed Lane Johnson's block. He went to the left. What he's crying out for Doug to do, he can use his athleticism to get Carson out on the edge, move the pocket. Mm. They know exactly where to find Carson Wentz. That front four, get him up. Make him go left, push him right. Those guys, all they did was defended that front four for Atlanta. All they did was defend between the hashes. What about getting those guys to move left or getting them to move right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Carson, he's a gunslinger. So if you want to compare him to Nick Foles, you want to compare him to Josh McCown, he's like a shoot-first point guard. He's going to look to go 30, 40 yards up the field like he did with D-Jack, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those other guys, they hear footsteps, they're seeing shadows, they're looking to check down. This is why Carson, if you get him in the right system, he's going to actually play. It might look like he's playing reckless. He's not. Move him out the pocket. Now, the other part that I want to add just real quick is that the run game. I know the last time, you know me, Ike, I talk about big running backs. The mm-hmm. reason that I like big running backs is because it's about, Ike, and I'm going to speak to you on this, it's about setting a tone. When I played college football, whoever gets on the field first, set the tone. If it's the defense, real DBs press up. That's what they say. That's what the cornerbacks used to say. That means we're going to beat the receivers up off the line of scrimmage. We're going to blitz. Or if it's a run game, we're going to run it down your throat. You might not like the Dallas Cowboys, but the one thing that has me concerned about them Cowboys is that they will run you over, and they're going to go to a close-up of Zeke Elliott's face with him feeding himself. Give me the ball. We need to
gotcha,
get back
gotcha, there. Gotcha, gotcha, Hawk. Gotcha. Gotta run. You're on a roll there.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the call.
You got to come up with a different game plan Sunday.
If
you're not going to have these guys available to you, and you know I love Doug. I think Doug's behind Bill Belichick's the best coach in football. But you got to start proving that too. You got to start proving that. I love Doug as a coach. But now you're down men. It can't be, here, Carson, go make something happen for us.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It can't be that way.
No.
You got three running backs. Shorten the game. Shorten the offense. Bring Dillard in to be an extra tight end in the run game. If Zach can't run block.
Mm-hmm.
You traded for Jordan Howard. Are you going to use Jordan Howard?
Yeah, I think it's time, man.
You know, Miles Sanders is not seeing holes the way he should see holes. He's a rookie. We may have to ease him into this thing. Let the big fella get going.
Well,
and I say this mm-hmm. not because I want to temper the offense for the sake of temper. No, you're down men. You don't have a DeSean Jackson that creates space, that draws a double team. You don't have that anymore. You don't have Alshon in the red zone. You can just throw the ball up to. As of right now, we may not have those guys. You may not have Dallas Goedert.
Nope.
When we're saying he can start for 29 other teams
missing,
in this league.
Missing one of those guys hurts. Missing three of those guys makes it, you know, changes what you do.
So you don't, when you're missing three of those guys, you don't say, oh, yeah, but by the way, Corey Clement might not be available either. You don't say, well, we're going to double down and get a quarterback more to do. You say, how can we get through this game? How can we get through this two-game stretch?
Mm-hmm.
And if my quarterback keeps getting hit like this, he's not going to last. So I got to change the play calling.
Mm-hmm.
He can't protect himself. I got to do it.
That's how I would start the game, Mike. No, this is a Doug game.
I mean,
on Sunday.
When I mean, he's part of this. Head coaches and quarterbacks are connected.
This is a Doug game.
In every other city, head coach and quarterback are connected. Andy and Donovan connected. In this city, one guy gets the credit because he was coaching in the Super Bowl. The other guy was on the sideline injured. He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Chris, Penn Salk, New Jersey. Chris, how are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Good, what's man. Up? Very good.
I hold the percentages 60% Howie. 35% Doug. I know nobody wants to hold him accountable because we won a Super Bowl, but now it's time to hold him accountable. If I hear that Jalen goes for a first round and like a second round, he don't go for two number ones, and it ain't the Eagles. That's our fault, man. Just like Ike just said, we think about this, John. We traded for Golden Tate, right? For third round pick,
right?
We never play him at the slot. Then we trade for Jordan Howard. Now we think we got a guy that runs downhill. For a fifth-round trick. We don't play him. Clowney, we don't want him because we don't want to pay him. We're screaming for – here's some quick numbers. I know you guys are jammed because I was on the phone. I was holding for about 2 hours. So I picked up my laptop real quick. Here we go from last year, from the start of last year, guys. Julio Jones, 10 receptions, 169 yards. I didn't do the touchdowns. I didn't have time. D-Jack against us, 4 receptions, 129 yards. Titans, Corey Davis, 9 receptions, 161 yards. Diggs, 10 receptions, 100 yards. Thielen, 7 receptions, 161 yards in the same game. Following week, Barkley, 9 receptions, a running back, 100 yards. Saints, Michael Thomas, 4 receptions, 100 yards. And Trey Smith, 10 receptions, 156, 7 yards. Same game. Rookie year this year, Redskins, a rookie, 5 receptions, 125 yards. That last week, Ridley over 100 yards, Jones over 100 yards. In 11 total games, 14 wide receivers had over 100 yards. So guess what, Howie? Apparently you can't pick D-backs, and that's cool because I love my wife, but she don't mow the lawn good, so I do it. If you don't go out and get this guy, you're doing a total disservice to this team. You give up the 2 number ones because you're only really giving up one number one because you would have to use that next year. And what would we have to use that next year, guys? If we don't get Jalen Ramsey, we're going to go out and get a cornerback or a defense end, and we're going to miss again. I am tired of it, man. Just get the known a quantity. I mean, it doesn't matter what defense you play. Apparently, we can't pick cornerbacks like my wife says I can't pick clothes. I don't get it. I don't want to get it. But you keep doing this, that kid's going to be running for his life. And here's another quick one, guys. Hey, Doug, when we...
Oh, man. Sorry, man. I don't know what happened. Just zapped out. Yeah, I mean, we both agree. Jalen Ramsey, rap sheet today is...
I mean, Corey Davis has had one good game in his career, and it came against the Eagles.
Yeah, great game.
Well, everyone has a career game against the Eagles. Feels like it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Yep. But, I mean, you know, there has to be some... Jack tweeted out... Somebody had a Twitter thing out there that was similar to what that guy put out there.
Which I retweeted it.
Did you retweet it?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I retweeted it from earlier, yeah.
I think there has to be some context to what was going on in the game. If there was garbage yards is why they went over 100 yards. But I think everybody
garbage
can...
Garbage yards? We remember the games.
Well, I don't know the full list of what the games were, right? I just saw it and said, well, the context is, well, what are they doing against other teams? What are these guys doing against other teams? And what happened in the game, right? Like, Saquon Barkley got 100 yards in a game, but one
they
was...
Lost.
Yeah, they lost.
Okay.
Right, and one was on one big play, so it's a lot of times you're going to get garbage yards.
No, his point of bringing that up, and we can remember the games, whether it was against Chicago in the playoffs, whether it was against Houston, whether it was against Tampa. He didn't even bring up Mike Evans had 10 catches for 83 yards in that game. It's how it keeps teams in games. I mean, Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, we know that wasn't garbage yards. All these games are close. None of it's garbage yards. It's all the games are close.
Right. Last year in particular, there were a lot of close games. You're right.
Under Doug, they've only been blown out twice, the Saints and the Bengals.
Right. Well, I mean, I think if you went back to 2017, you'd see a lot of garbage yards because they were beating teams so handily.
Right. Yeah. No. This is since the start of last year.
2018.
No, those numbers were from the start of 2018.
Got a door and window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call them. Got a door and window. 877-GO-GOTTA or visit go. GUIDA.com.
By the way, yeah. that was a plea for Jalen Ramsey. I second that.
I agree.
I second that plea for Jalen Ramsey. And as of right now, we're still in the hunt, man.
So rap sheet.
He hasn't been traded anywhere, so as far as I'm concerned, they're still working on it.
Ian Rappaport reported today that if something, they play Thursday night. The Jags play Thursday night. So if something's going to happen, it's going to happen on Fridays. He seems to think something's going to happen on Friday. I can't imagine. If Jalen Ramsey doesn't play on Thursday night, everybody's going to know what's happening, that he's getting traded. It's just a matter of where he's going. Are the Eagles in? If I didn't know any information, I would think that Howie is seriously considering it because he knows. Mm-hmm. Howie Roseman knows they need a number one corner. They brought back Ron Darby because they didn't feel comfortable with their corners, and they said, you know what? Like, we're better with Darby than without Darby. Mm-hmm. And that's disputable right now. But if Jalen Ramsey's available and the price is right for Howie, he's going to be
an available.
Eagle. He's going to be
an
Eagle.
It doesn't matter whether – see, we can't do that if the price is right for Howie. No. The price has to be right for Jalen Ramsey. No, I don't want to hear it. That's how we didn't get Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, I agree. That's why I don't think he's going to be an Eagle.
Who?
But here's what you need for Jalen Ramsey.
Ramsey?
Yeah, here's what you need for Jalen Ramsey. 2 first-round draft picks.
What, they have them?
Go. I think he should trade them. I don't think how he's going to do it.
Okay, well, that's what I'm not saying what I think. I'm saying what he should do.
He should do it.
Yeah.
No, like, he should do it. Two first-round draft picks? I don't even need, a fourth-round back or whatever they do in these modern-day NFL trades where they're like, all right, we'll give
you're
you
not,
a one.
You're not going to win a trade for a guy who's under contract another year and a team isn't just going to dump him off. You're not going to get Jalen Ramsey for a third-round pick.
No, you win a trade by getting the player.
Yes, that's how you win the trade.
That's how you win the trade. Yes. You don't care what you gave up because you're getting the player. And Jalen Ramsey's more important than two 20-some picks in the NFL draft.
I just think Khalil Mack, who most people would have considered one of the best defensive ends in football, I think he won Defensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of those years, or he was close to winning. I know he's been to multiple Pro Bowls. The Bears gave up two first-round picks for him.
They did. Back to the phones. Kirk in Roslyn, Pennsylvania. Kirky, what's up, brother?
What up? How's my favorite guys doing?
My man.
What's up, Kirk?
How's Kirk?
Yeah. You know what? We got Jalen Ramsey needs to be an Eagle. And you know what? If you look at the Falcons game, we saw something we haven't seen in a long time. I think Jim Schwartz finally gave up. He realized he had the blitz. And it was probably the most blitzing I ever seen it being done because he finally understands that he doesn't have enough horsepower in the back end. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need to get Jalen Ramsey. And I think, don't you look at that and say, yeah, we need help? Because I think we do.
Yeah.
And get him. Yeah. Give it up. I'll chip in $1,000 to bring the guy here.
1,000?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, I'm not. I don't got the big six-figure paycheck. You know what I'm saying? And then as far as the old line, my God, in a horse race, when the gate opens, all the horses are supposed to come out. Now, granted, we started slow because we lost all the receivers, kind of probably screwed up the game plan. But hell, Carson's running for his life because he ain't got no whole line.
Yep.
Come on now. Those guys can't be paid this week. For God's sakes, if they put up a decent effort, the way this Red Stallion's playing, we could have put up 55. But you can't do that without an old line.
Can't do anything without an old line. And they told us we had the best old line in football.
Exactly. That looked like the worst old line in football.
I guess they were looking at maybe four. Thanks, Kirk. They were looking at 80% of the line. Say Amalu wasn't favored into that equation. Listen, man, he's one bad game away from not having a starting job, in my opinion. And I would have to think that they would, even though they've always loved Isaac Salamalu, you're going to do that when you draft a guy, and you can tell that they definitely like him. I just, from what I've seen with him so far, the inconsistency is trouble. It's trouble, and he's another bad game away from sitting on his butt, as far as I'm concerned. Back to the phone.
I don't mind seeing Dillard.
Yeah, I mean, could they slide him right in?
I would think so, but that's just me. I'm not coaching him. Yeah. Look, it's easier to play guard than it is tackle.
It is. We have a lot of Twitter action at Mark Cerise WIP out there with the HBO question. HBO, top three characters. James Gandolfini's birthday today. Top three characters of all the shows. And you know what? Jack pointed this out. You know what show we forgot? Sex in the City. One of his favorite shows.
I'll tell you. I did watch Sex in the City.
You did?
Yeah. My wife watched it.
So you watched it with her?
Yeah, watched it again. Well, it was that whole Sunday night lineup, right?
I couldn't take it.
Oh, yeah. We loved the Sunday night lineup.
So who's your go-to Sex in the City character?
Who was the
loose
Miranda,
one?
Miranda. That's Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously had, I forget Sarah.
Carrie?
Yeah, Carrie. That was her name. I was going to say
Big.
Who?
And Big, her
Mr.
boyfriend.
Big. Yeah, Mr. Big.
I hated
yeah.
that show.
Yeah. Charlotte.
Redhead.
Charlotte. No, Charlotte was the little prudish one, right? The one that was
Sure. Hair.
No, that's
oh,
the
no, she was
hair.
The rich one. She was
yeah,
the rich
Charlotte
one with the,
was the
yeah.
one, the prissy one.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
The, yeah, yeah. A little bougie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked her. I forgot her name, Kristen something.
She's cute.
The redhead, I can't remember her name.
I don't know.
She had the weird boyfriend. That was a good show, man. I like Sex in the City. I did.
I was making sure we were getting that clean so Jack can use it against you later.
That was a good show. That's cool.
What about True Blood, Jack? Were you a True Blood guy?
Nah, that was a little before my time.
I don't, Really?
That's before I started like watching TV. I was like, oh, 06.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah,
all right.
True Blood, yeah.
Eastbound and Down, which was an incredibly overrated show. It sucked. First season was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't watch Eastbound.
Right, Kenny man. Powers. I mean, it had funny moments in season one. Then season two, I was like, nah, I can't do this anymore. I'm out. But clearly, Tony Soprano is the top HBO character, if not the top TV character of all time. Top character. Then you're going through The Wire. You're going through Game of Thrones, right? I mean, we don't watch Game of Thrones. I know a lot of people are
upset at that.
Yeah, they're upset, but... You know, we're trying to include the Game of Thrones talk in there.
I was supposed to watch that this summer.
You know what I'm waiting for?
And I didn't get around to it.
I have to get, you know, my two kids are enough, so I have to make sure there's no more. So at some point in the off season, I'm gonna go in and have the surgery.
Right.
So I think then when you're sitting with peas on your lap for a couple days, that's where I try to do it. So I do want to.
Are you getting a vasectomy?
Yeah, I need to.
Wow.
I need to.
You only got two kids.
Yeah, I don't need three. I don't need to be in my 60s with teenagers, Ike. No, but I've said this previously too. I said this last year and the year before.
Right.
But then making that appointment with the doctor to go do it is the next step, which I haven't done.
Yeah, let me tell you, dude, before you go do that, rethink it. You don't have people put a scalpel near the family.
A scalpel.
You know what I mean?
No, like, it's a laser.
Or laser, whatever it is, dude.
Yeah, they
don't do that, man. Don't do it.
You're acting like I want to do it.
Well, man, you might change your mind one day.
I will not change my mind.
Why can't the wife get her tubes tied? What? No? They don't do that anymore?
No. I guess they do, but that's generally not.
Oh, they
not...
shoot it in the arm? The arm shot?
No, that's birth control. No, they but with
all this is birth control.
No,
it's a form of it, isn't it?
No, I know, but the arm shot's like taking the pill or something, right?
Oh, I don't know.
888-729-9494.
Hey, man, that's my mother used to tell me. That's what she had done after all of us.
But, you know, there's other options too, but there's nothing more effective than just abstaining or that. Because the method I'm using right now isn't foolproof, and I'm a fool.
Okay.
888-729-9495. Marks and Reese. Listen, we'll come back, and we'll get back to the phone calls.
You need to really rethink that, man. I'm just saying.
All right.
Well, think it over.
Sounds like a Twitter poll coming up in February.
I mean, we can't get flip-flopping John Marks on this decision. It's a little bit too big.
No, I need to do it. It's just whether or not I do it or not. I know I need to do it. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. We'll come back. Did Ike channel his inner Joe to camera earlier in the show? The audio is coming up next.
Why don't we have the ability to clip something?
We should.
He just said something that needed to be clipped, man. Well, you didn't even pay attention to it.
No, I didn't hear it. What'd he say?
Never mind.
Turtle has the ability to do
he
it,
does?
Too.
Okay, yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. We're back with Ike Reese with being Joe to camera. That's coming up next. Hey, listen. Months and months and months we've been waiting for this time of year, right? Yeah, we love baseball, but it's a long summer. So now we have baseball. Now we have football, college and pro. We have basketball and hockey right around the corner. And we have DraftKings Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.